We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week. This is Kristen S. reporting from occupied Palestine.
This week in Palestine, Israeli occupation forces informed Palestinians they must stay inside their houses for 20 days. This advance warning curfew was issued to residents of Karara village, just south of the lands Israeli occupation forces confiscated to impose Abu Holi checkpoint and the Jewish-only Kosafim settlement road, cutting the Gaza Strip in half. Although no explanation was given, residents assume it is in conjunction with the possible Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza Strip. Director of the Palestinian Network of NGOs in Gaza City, Amjad El-Shawa, says no Palestinian will be sorry to see the Israelis go, but the effects of the withdrawal on the Strip's 1.5 million Palestinian residents will be major.
I think no Palestinian will be sad when the Israelis withdraw from Gaza Strip and north of the West Bank. But we have to put the disengagement plan in its real frame and to connect it to hold Sharon a plan that more land with less people. So what he is doing right now, he is confiscating more land, demolishing more trees in the West Bank for the interest of the apartheid wall. And on the same time, he showed all the world his new plan to disengage from Gaza Strip. And we as Palestinians must be ready for this plan and for its implications.
According to Sharon's disengagement plan, released in 2004 and 2005, there will be no basis for claiming that the Gaza Strip is occupied territory, but international law confirms the opposite. As the PLO Negotiations Affairs Department wrote in October 2004, Israel will retain effective military, economic, and administrative control over the Gaza Strip, and will therefore continue to occupy the Gaza Strip even after implementation of its disengagement plan as proposed. Because Israel will continue to occupy Gaza, it will still be bound by the provisions of 1907's Hague Regulations, the Fourth Geneva Convention, and relative international customary law.
First of all, Gaza and the north area of the West Bank, where the Israeli will disengage, it will stay as it is, occupied territories, referring to the international humanitarian law. And according to the Sharon plan, he will impose closure and siege on Gaza Strip, and he will control the borders. Also, Sharon, referring to his plan, Israel has the right to get in Gaza wherever the time, suitable time, in case of attacks or whatever.
Sharon's plan indicates that economic activity will remain stifled by the Israelis, while export and import will continue to be hindered under Israeli control. As included in the document, the Israelis will control the entry of workers, the entry and exit of goods between the Gaza Strip, West Bank, Israel, and abroad, the monetary regime, tax and customs, postal and telecommunications.
So to the World Bank report, which was issued in 1994, that the Gaza Strip and the West Bank will be in bad condition after 3 years of this engagement plan. So the international community must be committed to do its hard work in order to get in proper life for the Palestinians. And the Palestinian Authority itself must demonstrate good administration in Gaza Strip.
What role are the NGOs taking in this process?
Yeah, we are, as Palestinian NGOs, we are preparing for a national conference which will be held in July. And there is a lot of working papers regarding the political, economic, social and legal status and dimensions of the disengagement plan. And we, from that conference, we will conclude the working paper. And already lots of NGOs start at the agriculture sector. We are working on different issues regarding the status of the Gaza Strip after the disengagement plan, the humanitarian impact of the disengagement plan. We are talking about three main areas, Mawasi, Siafa, and Wadi Salqa, which are isolated and surrounded by settlements, and already the Israelis informed the families who are living in these areas that these areas will be closed on the time of the implementation of the plan. So there will be for 1 month, so there will be humanitarian crisis in these areas. We are talking about poor areas. We, as Palestinian organization, we will try to see where we can intervene, what is our plans in order to work on, and also not to forget our advocacy role to show how the world that Israel still control our Palestinian life on different levels. Not to forget that Israel will continue controlling the commercial crossings with Israel. Not to forget that still Paris Protocol, which control the economic relationship between Israel and the Palestinian territories, will continue. So there is just a unilateral plan. And Sharon, I think, is get his plan to cover what he is doing in the West Bank on the time to show the world that he is a peacemaker. And the only plan now on the table is unilateral plan without the coordination of the Palestinian Authority.
The PANGO conducted a major campaign championing the PLC elections law. The news this week has wavered between postponing the July 17th PLC elections for several months and whether the changes to the law will be accepted and what effect the current problems between Fatah and Hamas over the municipal elections and whether to postpone PLC elections are having.
For the interest of Fatah movement, Fatah is trying to postpone the elections because if the election will be on the mixed system, electoral system that committed by the PLC, I think will be a big mistake. So we as Palestinian civil society, our demand is constant that and strong that we are asking for the majority system, 100%. On minimum, we are asking for 50-50, 50 circles and 50 for the majority system. And we are asking also for women quota, about 20% of the PLC seats. What is happening now that a number of PLC members who want to stay on their seats, they are trying and who are depending also, these members are depending on their families. So the mixed system, 50-50, is threatening their return back, return to the PLC. So we have a memorandum, and we send it to President Abbas to stay on his position for 100% or 50-50 on minimum. And I think President Abbas sent back his notes to the PLC asking for 100% again. About postponement, I think they will postpone the election maybe to November or to the next January. Regarding first to the status of the election law, and second to the disengagement plan, and third to the Fatah status itself. I think there will be internal election in Fatah in August, so regarding all these issues, I think it will be postponed.
Thank you for joining us from Gaza City this week, Amjad Al-Shawa, Director of the Gaza City Office of the PANGO. Reporting from Occupied Palestine, I'm Kristen S.